In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. My name is Kelly Demo. I am Father Gar's wife. I think I know most of you, but some of you I don't. And for the work that I do, and I'm very, very grateful to get to be here today and talk about the work that I do, I work with an organization called Children International. We are an international development organization that partners people of goodwill here in the United States in a sponsorship relationship with children in developing countries. It helps the children to get the things that they need. So you probably know my plan today, right? I want everyone to sponsor a child today. That's my plan. And I say this because I genuinely hope this for you. It is a great, great experience that I really hope this for you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. Last fall, Gar and I were privileged to get to go to a military reunion that was the regiment, the 35th Regiment, the Fighting Cacti. It's a prickly bunch. That in Colorado they were meeting, and it was the regiment that my uncle, my mother's brother, fought in Vietnam. And he was killed actually on the day that I was born. And so I've always felt kind of a connection with Lonnie. I've obviously never met him, possibly in passing. I don't know. I don't remember. But I've always felt a connection with him, and I was so thrilled to get to be with men who had served with him and who could tell me other stories about Lonnie and tell me about that experience. And I was sitting at dinner with one of his really good friends who they traveled together when they were on leave and things like that. And he was telling me stories about Lonnie, and he was telling me stories about the battle where Lonnie died. And he had pushed the dishes aside and was sort of drawing on the dinner table where the village was and where they came in and how quickly they were ambushed. And the fact that any of the men that were there made it out alive was a miracle to him. And hearing him tell the story, it was as raw for him as if it had just happened a few days earlier. And it was sort of loud, and so we were sort of close together, and I was listening, and he was leaning in and telling me this with all of this intensity. And then after he told the story, he said, "It makes you learn what's important in life and what isn't." The gospel lesson for today, that is exactly what Jesus is trying to tell us and trying to tell these Sadducees. The Sadducees were a group of people, of scholars, a political group, and one of their tenets is that was very different, is that they didn't believe in the resurrection. The Sadducees didn't believe in life after death. They didn't believe in the resurrection. That's why they were Sadducee. Come on. Come on. Sorry. So they were trying to trick Jesus. They were trying to trick Jesus by saying, well, you know, laying out the scenario to try and trap him to say, well, if a woman, you know, if she marries someone and her husband dies by law, that man's brother has to marry her. And then what if he dies and then another brother comes along and then he dies? And then who is she going to be married to if the resurrection happens? And Jesus says, you're missing the point. You're focusing on the wrong thing. You're missing the big picture. You're focusing on the rules and trying to look good and trying to trap me, and you're focusing on all the wrong things. What matters in that story that you've given me, Jesus says, is that that woman is a child of God and she will get to be with God. That is all that matters. Jesus is constantly calling us to question, what is it that matters in life? Some of you have heard me talk about my grandmother before. She was about this tall, incredible woman, drove a red Firebird until she was about 90. She was unstoppable. Huge influence on my life. And she's the one that taught me that the only thing that matters in life is to try to make somebody else's day a little bit easier. a little bit brighter. Those are words that have formed me, and I've been grateful for that. The work that we do in my job, that's exactly what we try to do every day. It is the opportunity to change one child's life and make their day brighter, their everyday different than it was before. When you sponsor a child, they get all of their medical needs met. Which is just that alone, even if that was all we did, that's huge. They can go to the doctor and dentist regularly, but anytime they get sick, they get medicine. If they catch a cold, if they need a heart transplant, everything, it's covered. And just that alone is huge in these developing countries, to be able to get the nutrition that they need. But then we work to get them in school so that they can break out of this cycle of poverty that they have been handed down generation after generation. And then, as they get older, we begin to work with them very individually. We talk with them about who they are and who they want to be and who God created them to be, these God-given gifts that they have. And we help them to develop that. We've got these different programs that they can get into to develop into people who are going to transform their own societies. So that you're not just changing their life, you're changing the life of a whole society because you have empowered them to do this. I want to read to you a quote from a young man named Brian, and he lives in Quezon City in the Philippines, which incidentally, I asked for your prayers for the people of the Philippines. I don't know if you've heard, but there was a massive hurricane that has hit right on the heels of a massive earthquake. Part of what we also do is disaster relief, and our staff is on the ground and working hard to do what we can for disaster relief. So I ask for your prayers in the coming days. But I want to read to you this quote from Brian, who is a former sponsored child and who is now a CPA. He says, "The values and skills I've formed through the many activities in the youth program changed my outlook on life from a pessimistic adolescent to an optimistic young man. I learned that the world is not a bad place after all. There are many people with good intentions ready to share with those who need their help. I feel very privileged to have become a professional, and I'm particularly grateful to my sponsors for the support they gave me and my family." So we're not just giving them food and medicine and education. You're giving them a little bit different outlook on life and on the world. That there's somebody out there who cares, who's rooting for them. And in those dark places, those completely unacceptable living conditions that they live in the everyday, and where is the next meal going to come from, and the struggle of the everyday, they can see that the world is a good place and that there are good people. And they can be one of those people. They can grow up and take charge of their life. They can begin to see a bigger picture for themselves. One of the greatest gifts that the poor have to offer to us is the perspective on what really matters in life. When you don't have anything, you begin to see that what matters in life is each other and your relationship with God. And I don't want to romanticize being poor. It's really, really hard. But they do have gifts that we need. And that is one of them. The gift of perspective on what matters in life. Jesus is calling us in the gospel today to pray about where our focus is. What are we focusing on, and is it on what really matters in life? To question, where is our energy being put? Where are our thoughts, our resources, and is it on what really matters? Sponsorship, changing a child's life, that is one way to address that, to call into, to bring into your life a way of focusing on what really matters. Changing someone's life forever. There are many, many ways to do that. I'm offering you one of those ways. So I do ask that you pray about whether you feel called to sponsor a child. But do pray about where your focus is in life. The soldier that I talked to, the gift that the hell of war brought to him was that it made his life very focused. The people that I work with the poverty that they live in makes their life very focused on what matters in life, what's important. The gospel today is calling us to that same focus. What is it that truly matters in our lives? Amen.